Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. So as you may know, you may or may not know, right now I am back in the U.S. for 9 more days. I fly back the Wednesday after next, and I'm stoked. I can't wait. It has been fun. It's been fun to see people, but I've actually been cold here. It's so weird because I am so used to the warm weather that anything, the AC, everything, I'm just cold. I'm like wearing a sweater inside. It's really crazy, actually. It's really crazy how you get used to the hot weather, and then when you come somewhere and it's like 80 degrees and you're like, I'm a cold, and everyone's like, oh, it's so hot. It's a thing. But one of the things that I find interesting, and it is a huge internal battle for me every time I come back, is, as I spoke about one of my recent episodes, is the Americans have so much excess and so much wealth and so many really nice things. It's insane. And so when I come back and I look at, you know, it's hard not to compare where you're at compared to others, you know, and I'll look around and I'll be like, wow, I have nothing compared to even people that consider themselves to be poor here, because I currently have, from one of my attachments to my past, is this 03 Dodge Ram diesel truck. It's probably only worth about $12,000 to $14,000, maybe $16,000 at most, only because it's like costs $80,000 to buy a brand new truck like it, but it has 300,000 miles on it. It crossed over, I'm now at like 302,000 miles on it. And we've put a ton of money into keeping it running just because it's sentimental to me. It's one of the few things that I have been crazy sentimental about, and it's so stupid. And then I have a 08 Chevy HHR that I paid like $2,500 for in Mexico. It's my car I'm driving right now. I have a few thousand I've put into fixing certain things on it. But that's basically, oh, and I bought a property on the beach that was about $14,000 at the time. So that's my wealth. I totaled it all up. I'm at like $50,000. And I'm pretty happy with where I'm at after the travesty that was 2020. But I come here and I see people hauling around like brand new toy haulers, like horse trailers that look like they are probably like $100,000. And I look at like the stuff my mom and my grandpa's accumulated, and I'm just like, oh my God, like you guys have so much stuff. And then I start to feel a little bit like unworthy or less than or not successful. And then I have to sit down and in the morning journal out all of the things that I have gained and all of the things that are worth more to me than physical assets. And so it made me realize where my grandpa's house is, there's a big hill that I like to walk up, and I can see Mount Hood from it, and it's just beautiful. There's a lot of windmills up here. Again, this is like prairie country with some oak trees and some pine trees, but it's very rural. And I was walking up and I look at everyone's houses and I'm just like, wow, there's so much wealth here. Because when you live in Mexico, yes, there are wealthy people, but like, it's just so different. It's just like, if you haven't lived outside the U.S., you have no idea how much excess people here in the U.S. have and how not happy they are, regardless of the excess they have. So I start to think, and I'm like, wow, people, you know, I have conversations, and I'll have conversations with my grandpa, and he's very much old school. And I'll be like, you know, I've really changed and evolved as a person. I feel so good, so happy, so content, so peaceful, feel so powerful and so empowered in like relationships and the people I've attracted in my life these last couple of years. Like, I feel like a completely different person. This interpersonal work I've been doing the last few years, instead of acquiring junk, I've been working on this interpersonal spiritual journey, deeply spiritual journey. And these spiritual experiences are worth more to me than any physical item. But when I come back here and I'm talking to people about the journey I've been on, I can't help but feel that that doesn't have as much value as having a brand new car or a beautiful house. And when I go back to Mexico, I feel so much better in myself because I don't feel like I need those things to have value. And I think this culture and the marketing and all this BS that happens here in this culture, we tend to put so much value on achieving and chasing the stuff over being content, happy, and peaceful. And then we see all these like stress-related ailments come up, you know, like just chronic stress and anxiety and depression. And then we need pills for that. And then we have side effects for that, for what the pills cause. And it's just, it's mind-boggling, honestly, this spiral that we go down, all because we're putting, you know, value on things that when they're gone, they don't mean anything. The only meaning they have to them is what we're putting on them. And we have so much power within ourselves if we all go down, you know, the spiritual journey and the path that we're all given, and we choose to choose that and see it, regardless of whatever religion you believe in. And I have never been a religious person. Like, as a kid, I definitely was a proud atheist and then an agnostic. And now I just mark spiritual on the checkbox. But you can feel the transformation. And this awakening started for me even before the pandemic. It was like 2009. No, I take that back. It was a few months before the pandemic is when I started down this path. And it's been a hard few years for sure. But this idea that the things you have is what gives you value, but it's our society that puts that on us. Because if I were to drive the car I drive in Mexico here and I roll up places, I would think that people would look at me like a total loser. I'm proud of my pickup truck because it's paid for and it's pretty freaking awesome with a big bumper, and it's loud because it's diesel. It gets like 16 and a half miles per gallon. But whatever, I'm proud to roll up in that thing because it's big and powerful and whatever, even though it's 300,000 miles on it. But people look at you different. They look at you different depending on what clothes you're wearing here, what your house looks like. People make so much judgment on because of the things you have or don't have and the value of you as a person. And then people spend their entire lives chasing these things, only to get to the end of your life and realize that the biggest regrets is the chances and risks you didn't take, the memories you didn't have because you were too busy working or chasing the dollar. It's so incredibly sad, but it's also so incredibly hard to get out of if you continue to live here. I think the van lifers have it figured out. Or those living on tracts of land in the middle of nowhere. But this is a hard society to live in, honestly. And if it wasn't for Mexico, I would find another country to go to. You couldn't bribe me to come back and live in the U.S., honestly. My soul feels so heavy here. And I'm always so sensitive to the energies. Like, I went to the dermatologist yesterday because I started to get a rash on my face, because I always get rashes here. And I swear it has to do with the energy. Because I'll be in Mexico sweaty all the time and I never have problems with rashes. And here I come and I get stress-related ones all the time. Even if I'm here if I'm here for more than 2 weeks, I get something. And yeah, it's crazy, but I think the most important thing you can do is really consciously put value on the interpersonal journey, the spiritual journey you're going on to make yourself a better person and to be able to take control of your own mind and cut with the judgment and stop putting value on things and buying things you don't need and selling your time for money and giving away your most precious asset, which is your time and money and your your physical health to things that don't fucking matter. You don't need that big, beautiful house. You don't need that brand new car if it's going to cost you your happiness, your health, and your time.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.